Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and we are glad you joined us today.
That's right. Hi friends, my name is Peter. So every Saturday we review our lessons from the week, and we have a lot to cover.
That's right. We first learned about adopting pets and the animal shelter.
That's right. Oh, I think I want to get a little dog now. Then we saw Taylor say nice things to other people. Everyone enjoyed getting compliments.
Yeah, and we also learned about musicals. Thelma Theater told us about actors and actresses too.
That's right. I love acting. Well, friends, let's get started. We can watch together, then we'll have some questions for you. All right, here we go.
Hi everyone, my name is Susie. Welcome to LTE TV. Many people have dogs. They feed them, they play with them, they take care of them. But some people don't take good care of their pets. They don't want them or can't take care of them anymore. Some people even leave their dogs on the street or outside the city. The dogs can get sick or hurt. No one feeds them. Those dogs become stray dogs. Animal shelters help stray dogs. They take good care of them, but animal shelters need help too. Pet care is expensive. People can donate money to shelters, but people can also adopt animals from shelters. A new pet from the animal shelter is a good idea. People can have a new pet, and a stray dog can have a new family. Many people care about animals now. They know animals need good care, and people should not hurt animals. Can you give a lonely dog a good home? You can get one from the animal shelter, but think carefully before you do. Owning a dog is hard work. Pets need good care. They need love, too. Be a good pet owner. Then you and the dog can be happy. Thanks for joining us today on LTE TV. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Hi, Linda. You look nice today. I like your shirt.
Thank you for the compliment, Taylor.
You're welcome. I read about compliments yesterday. They are important.
They are. Compliments make people happy.
Yes, we can look for good things. Then tell people about them.
I agree. We look for bad things too often, and that makes people sad.
You look happy today, Taylor.
Thank you. I am. You are a great weatherman, Ben.
Wow. Thank you. But why do you say that?
I watched the news last night. You looked great. And you explained the weather so well.
I'm trying my best. I want to do a good job.
You do.
Take a look at this note, Ben.
Your show is wonderful. Your interviews are great. What a nice note.
It is. The note is from Taylor.
Taylor is thoughtful. She notices good things about people.
I'm glad. That is important.
You know, we all can give more compliments.
Yes, we can.
Ow!
Alex, you have a very nice smile.
Oh, not really. It's nothing special.
Yes, it is. Alex, I just gave you a compliment. Why won't you receive it?
Maybe I'm a little embarrassed.
Why?
In Chinese culture, you can't receive compliments. You don't want to sound proud.
Well, in America, you receive one with a smile. Try it!
Okay. Thank you, Taylor.
Hey, Alex. What are you thinking about?
Compliments. I don't receive them very well.
All you have to do is say thank you. That's not hard.
It is for me.
You just need to practice. I know. I'll give you a compliment every day. You can practice saying thank you.
Thanks, Ben. I don't want to be impolite. I want to be polite.
Everyone seems really happy today.
I know. Taylor is the reason. She is encouraging everyone.
Yes, she is giving a lot of compliments.
Compliments are gifts. They make people happy.
They do. Taylor wrote me a note this morning. That made me happy.
Then pass one on. Give a nice note to someone else.
I already did.
Good morning, Rob. Do you like theater?
Yes. I love theater, Linda. Why do you ask?
Look at this advertisement in the newspaper.
There's a new show at the Caitlin Theater. It's a musical.
And it starts next week. Do you want to see it?
Yes, let's go.
Let's ask the others too.
Sure.
Do you have a favorite actor, Alex?
Yes, Timothy Tao is my favorite actor.
Oh, is he an actor on TV?
No, he's an actor. He is in plays and musicals.
So he's a good singer. Actors sing in musicals.
Yes, he sings very well.
Maybe I can see him sing.
You can. He's coming to town next month.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Ben. You're very happy this morning.
I'm excited about the show tonight.
Oh, right. The show at the Caitlin Theater is tonight.
Are you going?
No, I can't get a ticket. The show is sold out.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Maybe I can go next time.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about a fun topic. We're talking about Theater. Please help me welcome my guest, Thelma Theater. Welcome to the show, Thelma.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
You work at the theater.
I do. I'm an actress. I perform on the stage.
What is your favorite thing about working in a theater?
The audience.
What do you mean?
I can see and hear the audience. I know when they like the play.
What kind of shows do you perform in?
I like to perform in all kinds of shows. I really like musicals.
So you sing and dance?
Yes, and I like to do comedies too.
So you can make people laugh?
Right, and I do dramas. Some people like serious stories.
Yes, I like dramas. The stories are good, but are sometimes very sad. How many actors or actresses perform in a show?
Every show is different. Some shows only need one actor. Some shows need many actors.
How often do actors and actresses perform? Do they perform every day?
Professional theater actors perform several times a week.
Some even perform more than once a day.
Right. Theater actors perform a lot. Go see a show.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we ask you questions and you can answer at home. Okay, Peter, I have a question for you.
All right. I'm ready for any question. I even brought my notes today. So, what's your question for me?
When you went to get an animal from the animal shelter and take care of it, what is that called?
Oh, I know. I have friends that do this all the time. When you go to an animal shelter, you adopt a pet.
Very good, Peter. Can you tell me who performs in plays?
Who performs in plays? Players?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Let me try again then. People, they can act in plays, right? People act in plays, so they are actors. Oh, that's right. Actors are male. Actresses are female.
Very good, Peter. All right, next question. Give me a compliment.
Okay, wait, that's not a question.
Oh, yeah? How do you say something nice to me?
Okay. I like your shirt.
Oh, very good. And I like taking a break. All right, friends, it's time for us to take a break right now. Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Peter, do you like musicals or plays more?
Well, I like both, but I like plays more than musicals. The musicals, their songs just get stuck in my head.
I agree. I like plays more, too. All right, well, let's watch some of our features right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. You look very nice today. There, I gave you a compliment. When you give a compliment, you say something nice about a person. Do you give compliments very often? I try to compliment at least one person every day. Do you? You're a good basketball player. You did a great job on that project. We all like to hear good things. Compliments let people know they are noticed and appreciated.
Compliments encourage people. When someone is trying to reach a goal, good words can help them. Sometimes a compliment can even stop someone from giving up. You can give compliments when someone looks nice. That shirt looks really nice on you. You can compliment someone on a job they're doing. Wow, you're doing a great job of planning this party. You can compliment someone's talent. You can really swim well. Or, I like the way you sing that song. It's beautiful. Compliments help people to feel good about themselves. Compliments also help you make friends. People like others who make them feel good. If you want to make new friends or make other people like you, look for chances to give them a compliment. They will like it.
I gave my mom a compliment this morning. I said, Mom, you really know how to make a great breakfast. That made her smile. Why don't you give someone a compliment today? Tell your mother or your father or friend something good. You make them feel good. And you'll feel good yourself. See you next time.
You are specially made and designed with love. And there's no one like you, you're one of a kind. You mean so much to everyone, much more than you would know. Can bring the light of love wherever you may go. Do you know that you're beautiful, one of a kind? Do you know that you're beautiful, brilliantly designed? Do you know that you're beautiful, wonderfully made? Do you know that you're beautiful, you are no mistake? Don't believe lies you told, that you're not worth the time. Know that you're worth more than gold, and you were meant to shine. So shine, oh, just shine. Do you know that you're beautiful, one of a kind?
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about theater, and here to answer our question is Miss Faye Muss. Welcome to the show, Faye.
Thank you, Rob. It's so nice to be here.
Well, Faye, you are a famous actress.
That's right. I do a lot of shows on stage.
Well, Faye, we have a question today from Irma Baumann of Berlin, Germany. Irma writes, my husband and I love to go to the theater. Can you teach us words for different types of shows?
Excellent question, Irma. There are many different types of shows people can go see in the theater.
What is your favorite?
My favorite is the musical.
Oh, I love musicals.
Yes, musicals are a lot of fun. A musical is a play where actors sing and dance.
Wow. Are all musicals funny?
Well, some. These are called comedies.
Oh, I love musical comedies.
But some musicals are dramas. These are more serious.
Oh, yes. These are very interesting. The music is often very dramatic in these musicals.
Exactly. Musicals are fun to perform.
Are there comedies and dramas that aren't musicals?
Of course. There are all kinds of performances in the theater.
We should all go see a show. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I really like talking with you, Billy. You make me feel special.
You are special, Christy. You can be my girlfriend if you want.
Okay, but you don't even know what I like.
So, what do you like? Fighting with your brother? Climbing trees?
No, silly. Boys like to do those things. Me? I think I like. I can do lots of things.
You need super sentence, man.
I do not.
Yes, you do, young lady. I am Super Sentence Man, and I have a super sentence just for you. I like to do all kinds of something. You need to say, I like to play all kinds of games.
Yeah, I like to play all kinds of games.
Great. Now, just for fun, Christy, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Really?
Yes, it's good to practice.
Okay. I like to learn about all kinds of things at school.
I like to learn about all kinds of things at school? Excellent job. Billy, now it's your turn. Can you tell me a super sentence?
Of course. I like to read all kinds of books.
I like to read all kinds of books. Super great job. Remember, kids, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Okay. Goodbye, kiddos.
Goodbye, Super Sentence Man.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Super Sentence Man.
So, yeah, I like to play all kinds of games.
Me too.
So, do you like talking to me?
Yeah, I do. I like to talk to all kinds of girls.
Huh?
Yeah, Amy and Cindy and Jackie. And Veronica, and Jamie.
But I thought I was your girlfriend.
You are.
Not anymore. Not today. Thanks for joining us today. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. It's good practice. Reviewing will help you learn a lot more, and we always have fun answering these questions with you on the show.
Well, for now, we're out of time, but come back on Monday. We start new lessons. Well, we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.